The Power FM Brekkie Show.
You know what? I'm a little bit annoyed. This summer, I saw this cool thing that was happening in Melbourne. It's at Caulfield Racecourse. It's like an inflatable world that was had like lots of water cannons going at the same time and water slides.
Like a water park?
Yeah, like a pop-up one though.
That sounds amazing. Why are you annoyed?
Because it was only for kids. It was like kids 5 to 13 or 14.
Oh, and why do they put age restrictions on it?
Because of safety.
But the thing is, like, it should be a size restriction, if anything. If they're concerned about someone being too big, like, you know, maybe popping one of the inflatable things,
yep.
Like, I'm sure there's adults that are smaller than some kids.
I get a little bit annoyed when you see these cool things come out. You're like, oh, kids only.
It's not just water parks, though, is it, Jules? It's like some playgrounds, they quite strongly stipulate kids only because adults will be too heavy for this. You'll break it. You can't play with the toys at Kmart when you're an adult.
It's got to that point now. I can't pass for under 15.
You can't?
I'm 33.
Do you still try?
No, I'm 33 years old. I can't pass for 15.
We
or
had a real,
under.
Well, my
even if I put my hair in pigtails.
My younger sister, she's a bit of a, she's the baby of the family, so we treat her like one. And she looks a little bit like a baby. So she turned 17 recently. We're having a good old time passing her for like under 12, under 13 while just visiting Ballarat. But you do reach a tipping point, don't you, Jules? And it's heartbreaking to be told you can't do these things, which we're children at heart.
Yeah.
We still want to do the fun stuff that kids get to do.
And you know one thing that I used to do a lot when I was a kid? It was have a water fight. We used to do it like there's a traditional one in our street that we lived in every Christmas Eve. We'd all get out at the Super Soakers. You get the water bombs out.
Yeah.
And we'd just go nuts. It was the best.
So everyone in the street got involved?
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool. So how many people were we talking?
Oh, it would have been about 20 kids.
20 kids just having a big epic water fight.
It was so fun. And I feel like, you know, we were talking about like nostalgia things the other day, like, you know, with the Nintendo, what is it, the original NES coming out in the mini form.
Yeah.
I reckon we need to have a water fight.
Could we recreate kind of like what you did in your childhood Christmas time? So just a stack of people. So not like one-on-one or anything silly like that, like because people would look at us like we're weirdos if it's just me and you at a park chasing one another around with water balloons.
That would be weird.
But do you reckon surely there'd be other people in Ballarat, other adults who just want this outlet? They want to have a water fight. They're sick of seeing all the kids have fun.
I reckon there would be. And considering we've got this beautiful hot weather on the way, we need to make the most of it because we know as soon as it hits winter, that's 9 months of darkness.
Actually, winter is coming. Just ask Jon Snow. And we probably, if we're going to have a water fight, we need to do it fairly soon.
Yeah. So I reckon we could do it at one of the pools, maybe Eureka or something. We should see if we can get in contact with them and see if we can do a water fight there.
Yeah.
Because they've got a beautiful grassed area.
Do you reckon they'd be up for it? Bunch of adults come down.
I don't know.
Chase them around, water balloons.
It's all above board.
We could give them a call.
We're just trying to take a trip down memory lane.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it?
Exactly.
Just reliving our childhood.
Because look at, like this week, tomorrow, 37, 36 Friday, 33 Saturday.
Yep. What about just for interest's sake? Should we take some calls of anyone else who might be interested? I would be curious. If anyone's thinking, geez, I'd love to have a water fight.
Yeah.
If you're an adult who would like to have a water fight, just so we can gauge interest before we lock in any plans, just give us a call. 533-1031.
Because I know I'm not alone. I feel left out as an adult. Like these kids get to have all the fun and we're left out.
Yeah, if you're an adult who's feeling the same way right now, give us a call. 533-1031.
I've already had somebody on Instagram just message me and said I'd be totally up for a water fight.
Perfect. So one of your friends is on board. Put the call out in 533-1031 for you to give us a call if you're interested in the idea of a water fight for adults. We've got Ben on the phone. Ben, is this something you'd be up for? Would you be keen for a water fight?
I reckon I could go to the supermarket right now and start stocking up.
Thank you, Ben. That's what we want to hear. That's the
enthusiasm
we're after.
There. That's what I like to hear.
Can you, if you don't mind sharing with us, how old are you, Ben? You can give us a ballpark figure if you want.
27.
And when would you
awesome.
20 right in the age group we want. And when would you say is the last time you had a water fight?
I honestly cannot remember.
It's been way too long.
And when is the last time you wanted to have a water fight but felt like you couldn't because you've got all these adult demands?
Every hot day.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Exactly. We're being ripped off, Ben.
The temptation comes over you when you're sitting on the couch and your partner's sitting there, you just want to grab the bucket of water, but not going to end too well.
No, it's probably not. You're exactly right. All right, Ben, if we have this epic water fight, you are in and you're on my team.
Done.
Good one, Ben. I feel like the wheels are in motion now, Jules. We need to make this happen.
So we've got two people interested so far.
We need to look at the weather for the next couple of weeks, plan the warmest day possible, and lock in an epic water fight.
I love it.
I'm excited.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.